can.
Walrus, could you bump the mix?
Alright, well, fuck you too.
I'm not buying any more Capcom Legs.
I'm not. I didn't say I was gonna buy it.
Oh.
So I was gonna rent it. What's up, guys? This is the third podcast, San Diego Comic-Con edition, we'll say. Not too much happened on the gaming front up there. Probably not as much as I expected, but it's been a while since our last one, and there's definitely been a good bit of gaming news, so we'll try to cover all that. Also, some news in there that hits me pretty close to home, so I'll definitely have something to say about that. So, maybe not as big as E3, but a good bit of stuff to talk about, considering we're kind of in a drought this summer. But before we get into all the news and stuff, I think we should talk about what we've been playing recently. Andrew, what have you been playing?
Well, in anticipation for the old Batman Arkham City, I've been going through Arkham Asylum again. It's been pretty good. On the old arcade titles, I've been doing Battlefield 1943, and I just recently beat the Enslaved Odyssey to the West, I believe it's the subtitle for it.
Yeah, it's something like that. But what did you think about that game?
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, there were good things about it, and there were bad things about it. Very middle of the road.
You know, the guy, Ninja Theory, the guys behind that are doing the new Devil May Cry.
Oh, yeah?
Does that worry you? Make you feel better or what?
Doesn't worry me, but to be honest, I probably won't be playing the new Devil May Cry because
we might touch on that a little later. Anything else?
No, not really. Like you said, it's a bit of a dry spell, and it's either playing the old classics or beating the very mediocres that got passed up over the year.
Definitely. Chris, you been playing anything?
I'm kind of with Andrew on this one. I've been anticipating Skyrim so much. I went back to Morrowind and playing through that again. I've installed some mods on it. It's kind of fun. Kind of fun to play it again. And trying to beat Mega Man 9, but not getting much success on that.
Oh, yeah. We've heard that escapade.
Well, at least you're far. Well, I don't know. Are you farther than Jay? That's pretty close.
Pretty close. I haven't beaten the side boss yet, but.
Throw it back to Morrowind. I have it on the PC. I don't think I ever installed any mods, but are you playing all the way through it, or are you just using the console and kind of running through it?
No. I'm playing all the way through it, and I'm just playing it pretty default.
Bothering with the story, or what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Basically, the only mod that I got was the graphics extender and like a house mod. That's all I really need.
What is it? Is it just increase the draw distance?
It changes the textures of pretty much everything. It makes it look a lot better. Like, maybe 2005 instead of 2001.
Wow,
that was very interesting.
So, Logan, what you been playing recently?
Most recently, I beat Shadows of the Damned. That was the Suda51, Shinji Mikami, all those people game.
No idea what you're talking about, but okay.
To be honest, I just saw it on Gamefly, mid-June, maybe late June. I'd heard about the game, but I had no idea it was already coming out. It kind of snuck out there. I can see why. It was like a cheap man's Resident Evil 4. It was okay, but nothing special. I beat Uncharted 2 a couple weeks ago. That was a fantastic game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, got me looking forward to the third one.
Hmm.
Better than the first game, but still, I'd have to say it's quite overhyped. It's not the greatest game ever, but it's a lot of fun. It's well done. Other than that, some Street Fighter here and there. I did buy Miss Explosion Man. That one got a lot of good reviews. That's a fun game, but like we said, you're just kind of in a drought here. You just kind of play what you want, what you can. I did beat Arkham Asylum again, too. It's
a good one.
Wetting my whistle for Arkham City. But that's basically it, and I think that's just as good a time as any to hop into news. And first up, I believe we have some Arkham City talk. Andrew, lay it on me.
Yes, we do. I guess I could say the biggest news for Arkham City is the new Collector's Edition they announced. Hey, finally.
Long time coming, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been waiting for a while for that one. I finally got my Collector's Edition. I am very excited about it.
I know you were doubting that we were gonna. You thought it was gonna be a statue, but you doubted that it would be a Batman one, and they proved you wrong. Yep.
Oh yeah, they proved me wrong on a lot of things. At first, I thought there wouldn't be one at all. I thought they were gonna skirt it all together because, from what I heard, the collector's editions that they had for Arkham Asylum weren't the best sales. They were probably okay, but not as much as they'd have wanted.
Yeah, collector's editions like that, as far as I'm informed. Aside from like maybe Halo and Call of Duty, don't sell too well outside. You know, that's kind of like a Japan thing, the big collector's editions and all. Mm-hmm. But just for everybody here that doesn't know, could you run down and tell us what's all in it? Because I know you get the statue, but there's other stuff too.
Oh, yeah. See, first you get a statue of Batman made by
That's that Koto Bukiya or whatever.
Yeah.
They do a lot of Japanese, like, little model kits.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So him, like, crouching down and doing something like mm-hmm. that.
Kind of like the box art in it.
Yeah, it is. Kind of really like the box art. It's just him mm-hmm. sitting down there with his fist up.
Excellent.
But you also get a early access to a DLC map called the Iceberg Lounge, which is Penguin's little headquarter.
Yeah, that's why I know you speculated when they kind of announced a rumor about this that it had something to do with Mr. Freeze, but I believe we'll get to the trailer in a bit, but I did see the Iceberg Lounge or something show up in a trailer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was actually my mistake. It has nothing to do with Mr. Freeze. I just kind of said that before I thought.
You know, that's why it's called speculation, buddy.
No, the Iceberg Lounge, that's Penguin's big hideout. That's his room to roam. And then it comes with a digital soundtrack that you can redeem after the game comes out. You know, you can go on their website and download all the songs from it. And they say from hit artist, and so it makes me kind of think that they're going to have not so much orchestra music and things like that, and it's going to be more like the songs you hear in the trailer, these poppy, rocky, newer songs, and I'm not a big fan of that.
Another thing that will worry me, I know Chris can vouch for me on this, or actually, I believe, no, you had the collector's edition or signature, whatever they call it, Dragon Age 2.
Oh, yeah.
You could redeem a digital soundtrack for that, and from what I remember, it's not so much a soundtrack as it is a rip from the PC version of the game of just a bunch of WAV files, which, you know.
Oh, that's pretty...
It's pretty lame.
Way to go above and beyond.
Well, exactly. But I don't really see Batman music being something they'd include, and but not saying it's bad. I love the music. It fits the game perfectly, but the trailer music they've used, some of it's kind of catchy, but it's more like a commercial than a tune you'd hear in the game. Kind of bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry. What else comes with it?
It also comes with a DLC download for the Batman Dark Knight Returns skin, which, from what I believe, it's going to be the skin from the actual comic book or from the graphic novel, The Dark Knight Returns. Where he's...
And I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just saw a tiny picture. I don't know if you've seen a better one, but I mean, I've seen the cover art and some pictures. I've never read The Dark Knight Returns, but I know what it looks like. It's an older Batman, if I'm not mistaken. He's kind of paunchy and old looking. And
yeah,
the skin itself looked like he was kind of fat.
Really. Oh, yeah, he's an older, fatter, fat Batman.
Oh, Batman.
He is the fat man.
That's something neat.
Well,
I know you don't like the graphic novel, but
personally, I would have chose something else to use as a skin if you're going to pick something like that. But I guess if they're making references to the Batman graphic novel, that's well and good in itself, I suppose.
Anything else that comes with it?
It also comes with a art book and a digital... I think it's actually the movie of the Batman Gotham Knight animated movie.
Oh, wow.
Which came out, right before The Dark Knight.
Once again, you're the Batman expert. Gotham Knight, wasn't that like an anime thing that they got to do to bridge Dark Knight and Batman Begins? Because I know they did something like that. Is that not what that is?
It's not per se a bridge between the two of them. It's not that. It's more like the that Matrix animated movie thing. It's just it's like five mini stories that are aligned together that have really nothing to do with either of the two movies. It's just
it is in the same Halo Legends is the same. I think the Mass Effect series is doing it next year. It's like a bunch of small, shorter animes done by different people.
Yeah,
I mean it is like Japanese anime like that. Right?
Oh yeah, yep.
That's pretty cool. I mean, was it any good? I know you've seen it. You said
I have it. I bought it before The Dark Knight came out. There's like about three of out of the five. There's like three there's three cartoons that are pretty good, and then the other two are pretty crap.
Well, that's still pretty cool. They're just throwing that in there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Finally, though, if this interests anyone, how much is that going to set you back?
It's going to be $100.
Pretty big plunge, but I haven't seen it up close. But the statue looked really well done, and I know those guys make good stuff. They're actually doing a Shepard and Liara statue, to what I know, sometime next year, Mass Effect 3.
Oh, yeah, and like I said, I'm extremely happy about the statue. I honestly thought they'd do... My biggest thought was that they'd do a Joker statue, because that's what every freaking person wanted. Don't know why they'd want the Joker over the Batman, but whatever. And so I thought they were going to do that. And then I thought, they might even do a Catwoman, since she's going to be a big part of this Arkham City. But I'm very happy they went in the right direction. They made a good move here.
All right. That's enough about the collector's edition, but there was the other topic about a trailer. But before we get to that, I do want to just add a quick little note here. Me and you have talked about it a lot, even on the podcast, how what we want to see for that game was co-op. All this work they've done, it needs to have a co-op mode. And we both actually told each other, if they don't announce it at Comic-Con, this is the only other chance we got.
Oh, yeah, the dream
we just need
will
to
be
give
dead.
Up. Yeah, so Tell me, Andrew, do I need to put the dream to sleep? Is it dead?
I think we do need to shelf the co-op dreams for another day. I think it is. It's going to be a single player. There's no more doubt to that. There's no more room to speculate. It's pretty much set in stone now.
Well, what are you going to do? Anyways, I had to get that in. But the trailer, is it the penguin trailer?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Tell us just a little bit about that.
Basically, it's a trailer showing off the penguin in Arkham City. And it actually showed up quite a bit of combat. Mm-hmm. You know, it's cinematic, but still, it used a lot of the combat that it's actually going to be in the game, and that was really cool. I like seeing, that's what I think all the trailers should be, Batman beating the crap out of people, but I think the biggest surprise about the whole trailer was that at the very end, you got to see the appearance of Solomon Grundy.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah, which is very odd to me.
Yeah, the trailer did look really good. They've released a couple of good ones in a row. You think there'll be another one before the game comes out? They're kind of secretive about their stuff.
See, there's about, I want to say maybe 3 months left before the game comes out, so I would say probably, yeah, in the 3 months you'll get at least one.
Think they'll ever show Robin off?
That's a possibility, but then again, it is just like an exclusive DLC, so that would probably have to be something Best Buy would want to work with, too. So.
Okay. Speaking of DLC, Kevin Conroy said the voice of Batman. He said something at Comic-Con. What did he say? Because I never really heard this, but you've mentioned it to me.
To sum up what he said, he had said that there was going to be more episodes to come about Arkham City. And that was his little deal, the quote, episodes for Arkham City.
So how do we take this? Do we take this as DLC, or is maybe he talking about comic book extensions, animated movies, what?
Logically, I take it as DLC because he did say he's doing more voice work for Arkham City even after the game is done. And so to me, that shows that it's going to be, they're going to be doing more DLC, but it's also going to be more than just challenge maps. It's going to be actual add-ons to the whole story.
Well, that's pretty cool because Batman Arkham Asylum did not have that. Maybe we can hold out for a co-op DLC.
I wouldn't put my hopes up on it anymore, but
well, it's worth asking.
All right. That's enough talking about my game. Let's get into your game, Logan. Mass Effect 3.
Yeah, so, you know, it's not a comic book franchise so much. There are comic books now, but Mass Effect 3 made an appearance at Comic-Con. Pretty big one, really. They concluded it tonight. You know, maybe not so much shown since E3, but there are a few things that trickled out I guess I could comment on. First off, at Comic-Con, they did have a new demo, if you want to call it that. I kind of equate it to, they said the Duke Nukem Forever demo was new, you know, and it was like 30 seconds of extra footage, basically, when you finally got it, and that's what it was. The level you saw with Morden and the Krogan female or whatever, It was just extended, showing off a bit more of the combat and all, and, you know, it looked great, but it's still kind of old, Bill. I'd love them to give us something new to show, but it was something.
Now, I do have to ask, in this new demo, quote new, did they show any new features to it? Anything new to actually see?
More than that, it's think about expanding on what they've shown. You know, they sat down on the weapon bench and looked at that a little more.
Uh-huh.
They didn't play as a soldier. They played as the adept, and you saw some, you know, biotic powers. But not. It was more of an extended preview of the level. I thought they were going to show off the big Cerberus Atlas, you know, the mech that they ended all the demos on, but they stopped it there again. But
really?
It was neat enough, but nothing to write home about. Past that, James Vega, he was the new guy they announced.
You mean Soap.
He does look a bit derivative, we'll say. we snuck a peek of him not too long after E3, but it was a small picture, and we got a bigger picture. But they finally released a good image of him, and he looks pretty fucking stupid.
I don't approve at all.
What did y'all think of your new squad mate?
Well, I personally thought that I really had no love for him whatsoever. He can probably, you know, die in a spacecraft accident for all I care. But I do have to say, the picture of him, like the actual detail of the character, looked pretty good. And if that's going to be what the characters look like in Mass Effect 3, then I got to give him props on that.
It looks like they've done a lot. Like you said, someone needs to keep the Normandy clean. Maybe he can swab the deck while I'm off.
Maybe he has a cool story behind him or something.
Well, I mean, we don't know much, but from what I understood, the story is, he's just someone to represent the new player coming into Mass Effect 3 if there's somebody like that.
Oh, really?
He doesn't know about the Reapers or anything Shepard does, so I don't know. He's going to be asking questions, I guess.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I mean, that's neat enough, but I guess the problem is, like Andrews poses to me, well, that's neat, but what if somebody who's playing the game for some doesn't use him? And
wasted character.
Exactly. speaking of squad mates, you know, the big question is who's going to be in your squad now, and the way I've understood it is, a lot of people ask this question at Comic-Con on their panels. Permanence. There's no permanent squad mates, really. It's going to be kind of like a bigger scale of the Mass Effect 2 system. So, like I told Andrew, if you were doing something that involved, you know, Garrus, you know, the Turians and the Krogans, you probably wouldn't get to take Ashley along since she has nothing to do with that. I think that's how they're going to do it. They still won't give a clear answer.
That sounds really stupid to me. I mean, that's just, why would you do that? If you're going to make this your last game, your final hurrah to the whole story, now let me do what I want to do. Let me make it the way I want to make it.
Fair enough, but I mean, you can't deny that some of that stuff makes sense. If they're trying to convey the sense of getting people together, if I were to get the Mexican people of America together, I wouldn't use Andrew as my banner child for that. So, Mass Effect news, not a lot, but tonight, literally, I don't know, 30 minutes ago, we learned their big secret they were holding for Comic-Con. They teased it up a bit too much, but...
Which, by the way, I know nothing of. I'm just as in the dark as these people.
Well, then I'll tell you, and you can formulate an opinion on the spot then.
Let's hear it.
A lot of people were clamoring for the female version of Shepard to get some marketing time. They've always showed the same male Shepard, you know, with the buzz cut and the beard and all that. They showed off 6 different versions of the female Shepard, and they're letting the fans vote on which one will be on the marketing. So that was their big announcement. They had Jennifer Hale, the voice actress, for her there, and there's 6 of them on Facebook, and if you want to go on there and like Mass Effect 2, you can pick the one you want.
So that's it?
Well, the whole idea is, you know, they're going to, as soon as they pick the look, they'll be making trailers and all kinds of other stuff.
Well, I know that, but I mean, come on, they picked the default look for the guy. Why not just pick the default look for the girl, and make a trailer off of that?
Well, here's something. It's fan input. And later in the show, I will talk a good bit about fan input. Fan input should be respected. I think that's a good move.
I mean, that's fine and all, but there, you get to a certain point where you just go, come on, let's just... We can get the fan input, but we got to get something done.
Well, let's be real. There's about 9 months till the game comes out, so I think they have plenty of time to get real.
Yeah, but I mean, at San Diego Comic-Con, it'd be a great move to bring out a trailer like that. That'd be like the perfect spot for it. Now it's just going to now it's going to be like a rinky-dink, you know, Comic-Con? Monday or Tuesday.
Comic-Con? For a game? Nah, there's Gamescom and Cologne. There's all kinds of better options than Comic-Con.
Comic-Con's huge.
Not for games, though.
It's huge for anything.
So, yeah, that's what's up with Mass Effect 3. Not really too much, but I don't know. I thought that was kind of a neat little surprise. Speaking of BioWare, though, they showed off all their properties. Star Wars The Old Republic, the much maligned MMO for me. It made an appearance, Andrew. What was the story on that front?
Okay, well, of what I know of Star Wars The Old Republic, I haven't been too deep into this because I am not the biggest MMO fan, but from what I know, they did release a collector's edition for it that they gave all the details about what it's going to be.
All right, well, how much does it cost? Kind of what's in it? I'm not too sure about it myself.
I think the price is going to be around $150.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they're wanting quite a bit of money, but God, there's a lot in there. they have jam packed this thing with quite a few dealios.
Well, hit the high spots for us.
You're gonna get, like, you know, the standard metal case, some kind of nice little thing to have it in. You're gonna get a Dark Malgus, whatever that guy is. I guess he's the main baddie for the Old Republic. You're gonna get a statue of him. You're gonna get a whole, like, shitload of just in game stuff. I mean, we're talking like a whole roster of things to put in there. Get some custom security. Authentication key.
Oh, yeah, I believe.
Whatever the hell that is.
I believe it's something like a USB drive.
It's like
carries your account around so it can't get stolen or something like that, Chris. Like you play some MMOs.
Like an added level of security, like another password, basically.
Yeah, you don't get hacked by Shay. Yep.
And then you also get a music CD and a map.
Wow. That's pretty cool. That's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff for a lot of money.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, I have to ask. I know there's a beta test coming up or something, but here's the biggest question I have to ask about this game, and I feel like I've asked it a trillion times. We're announcing collector's editions, betas. Mm-hmm. Is there a release date for this thing?
Nope, not in the least.
Not a release date yet?
Nope.
That would be the first thing that they would be looking for.
They have kept that in the dark.
If it comes out this year, I'll be shocked. It's just shaping up to be either a huge success, which I don't think it'll be. It's a certifiable flopzilla in the making, because they have spent way too much money on this game. I don't know.
There's a lot of people waiting for Star Wars MMO, though.
Yeah, but compare it to people that just, you know, already had their... That's the one thing I've always that's bothered me about MMOs. World of Warcraft's still so big, and I don't play MMOs, but I imagine, Chris, you have. It's pretty tough to juggle all the time you spend in those, you know, with more than one game. I don't think too many people do that.
Once you get into it, it's kind of hard to play a different game. It's
exactly
it really consumes all your time.
And didn't they make a Star Wars MMO already and actually did pretty terrible?
Galaxy was a bad game, and I'm pretty sure it tanked pretty badly.
Really?
Yeah, I know they redid the entire game about two years into it. I think it's still around, maybe, but it was not the success they thought it would be.
Maybe the Old Republic will have the same fate.
Well, they're hoping not, but if it does, this is going to hurt BioWare. EA more than BioWare, I guess, but whew, they've sunk a lot of time and money into it, both companies. I don't know.
Okay, so I just want to jump into something else that they showed at San Diego Comic-Con. The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword had quite a bit of an appearance there, which kind of shocked me, seeing as how it's a comic book convention. Hmm. But anything you want to say about that?
Was it playable? I'm not too sure of the specifics.
I don't think it was playable, but I think they did show, like, maybe they were playing it and they, gave you a little feed of what they were doing.
Well, I'll be honest, I'm not the most educated at it. Even though I'm trying to put this podcast together, I didn't pay attention to too much what was going on at Comic-Con, just the stuff I cared about. But I mean, obviously I care about Zelda, but I knew there was a trailer which they claimed to be new, and it was pretty much the E3 trailer with a few new scenes in it. I don't know.
I think it was actually like, it was a flying scene using some bird thing, and then they also
really?
did a dungeon walkthrough.
Huh. Well, I didn't get to see that, but everything I've seen of the game looks amazing. It just looks exactly what it should be. What do you think?
I think it'll probably be amazing, but I know we've had this conversation before that me personally, Nintendo's kind of they're losing my grasp on them. They have to find something that is going to keep me latched on, and just having the name Zelda isn't really going to do it for me. They got to wow me on it.
Does that game not look like it has a wow factor to you?
I honestly have to say, not really, no. I mean, I'm sure it'll be a fine game, and I'm sure there's no problems with it, and I'm not even saying this in that whole opinion of, like, make a dark and grittier Zelda. I'm not even saying it in that opinion. So far, they have shown me nothing that I've, like as if I was turning my head and I caught it, they've shown me nothing that I'd, spin my head back to look at it.
So, okay, and then we have to pose the question. What will it take to get you to be excited for this game, then?
Show me something. Should be a new type of adventure, something crazy, something that's going to be more than just flying around, or more than just solving puzzles. Maybe some really oh shit factor happens. I go, holy shit, but I guess I might be just spoiled from the Batman. Every moment, at Arkham City, I'm like, oh shit, and so I just keep expecting that from everybody else, and so I don't know. I might be talking out of my ass here, but I'm not wowed yet.
Well, I don't know what it would take to wow you then. I thought it looks pretty impressive.
It's even like Halo. Halo doesn't do it for me. And I guess that's all I can say. I'm the skeptical consumer here who, they don't know what they want, but they know what they don't want. And so I'm that right now, but I don't know. I guess it's in their hands to get my purchase.
Fair enough. We'll get to Halo just in a second, but I have to ask one more question that I've just posed last time. Mm-hmm. Skyward Sword, I personally can't wait. But there's only one thing missing, a release date. Did they give us one?
Nope. None that I know of.
Jesus Christ, guys. Come on.
Isn't it supposed to be in 2011?
Yeah, I mean, they've confirmed it many times, quote unquote, the fourth quarter of 2011 holidays. But I need more than that.
Yeah, being so close to the fourth quarter, they should have a release date.
I mean, seriously, it's getting pretty jammed up in all Q4. I'll always make room for Zelda, but there's a lot of good games coming out this year, and I'd hate for it to get lost because I just don't have any money to buy it. All right, so like I said, we're going to go into Halo now, the Anniversary Collection. They showed it at E3. I didn't think it looked too impressive. They finally showed off some in-game footage. I think they showed it at E3. We never got to see it, but they did show it publicly at Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get a chance to see it, Andrew?
I did.
What about you, Chris?
Yeah, I did too.
Opinions on that?
For me, it just looks like a retextured... Well, of course it is. It's a retextured Halo 1, but...
Fair enough.
I don't think I'd pay $40 for a retextured Halo 1.
I don't either, Andrew. What do you think?
I'm with the two of you on that. If I wanted to play Halo 1, I'd go over into the other room and just play it. I have it and the old Xbox. I got no need for that.
I mean, they were very proud of the fact that you could press a button and change between graphic styles, but why would I want to look at what Halo 1 looked like 10 years ago? Why would I want to do that? I don't understand that feature. They're so proud of it, too. New feature-wise, they have four-player co-op, I believe, or maybe it's two. Is it four or two?
It's a two-player co-op.
Okay. And that's over Xbox Live. That's neat. But the multiplayer, there's no multiplayer. I don't know if there's a, is there multiplayer in it? I know it's not Xbox Live.
Nope.
Reach.
Well,
multiplayer, I think.
I mean, yeah, it's just like multiplayer maps for Reach. But could you play it like locally with people?
I'd probably think, yeah, since it is pretty much Halo 1.
Surely.
It'll probably have the LAN features.
That'd be the only reason I'd love that game for that. But three people here, and Andrew says he's disenfranchised with it. But I know me and Chris are Halo fans. I won't shy away from it. Would y'all buy this game?
Nope.
Three no's. Sorry, Microsoft. Try again next year.
All right, Logan, I got one word for you. Capcom. Go.
Capcom. Where do we begin? All right, I just need y'all to bear with me for a second because I'm going to bare my soul here. I don't think it's any secret that I love Capcom, or, well, we'll get to that. But as a kid, everybody can tell you the first video game they played, maybe. I mean, y'all could, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know mine was, but I won't say the first maybe I played, but the first that was bought for me was definitely Mega Man 3. So Bronson, you know, we both grew up playing those games, and you just kind of get attached to a company as a kid, you know, especially when, you know, in the early 90s, there's not internet or anything like that really, or it's just now getting started. So as a kid growing up, I just kind of followed Capcom around, you know, Street Fighter, any game like that. You know, if I saw the Capcom logo, I'd buy it and try it. And a lot of great games came out of that, I won't lie. And, I mean, Andrew, I know both of y'all could name at least not so much just franchises you love, but franchises you've played Capcom games from, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, Resident Evil's, Street Fighter, Mega Man, Dead Rising, you know, they got a lot of good stuff. So Capcom has, everybody tells me, been slipping lately, and it's more and more apparent, but as a super fan, I kind of look the other way, and I could deal with it. But July the 19th is kind of when my faith was shaken, I'll say. Mega Man Legends 3 was a game I was looking forward to a lot. Not just me, I mean, there's a lot of people, Bailey included, very much looking forward to this game. Mega Man Legends 2 came out in 2001, if I'm not mistaken, so that's 10 years ago. So we've been waiting quite a while for the sequel. They finally announced it last year, and it was strange, because the years coming, they didn't have a, you know, there was less and less updates, blah, 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 and they were never too clear about when this game was coming out, if it was coming out, and they finally clarified that, well, they weren't really making the game. They were making a prototype version, you know, kind of like a paid demo, and it was going to be $2 or something, and you could buy it, and if enough people bought it and showed they wanted it, they were going to make the full game. So, you know, there was stuff like that. The fans got to participate. It was, you know, we talked about the FemShep thing earlier. It was, you know, that on a bigger scale. All the fans got to have their input on the game, all kinds of stuff. It was neat. So that went on for a while. They delayed the prototype version, and eventually on July 19th, they canceled it out of the blue, and no real reason was given. But after that, you know, they were very hostile on Twitter accounts and just a bunch of stuff, dodging the questions, any kind of Comic-Con streams. They were just very, I mean, mean is the only way I can put it, to a bunch of people who just, maybe there was some spamming and some, you know, some belligerence on the fans' part as well, but just trying to find out what happened. And Capcom did a very bad job doing this, and we'll talk about Capcom in a whole in a second, but this is... I think a lot of people, there's a Facebook group up, it's got like 20,000 people, you know, supporting it to come back, and that won't do anything, I'm sure, but it really kind of, I can't believe how many people it's affected, because I'm, you know, I'm a huge fan myself. Bailey's really gotten into it the past few years, and it's bothered her too. I think the Legends game was kind of special in the sense that, you know, I told you I grew up with Mega Man, and, you know, I played all the games, followed it, and I bought a PS1 just to play the, you know, to keep playing the Mega Man games, and this game came out, and it was kind of totally different. Maybe it didn't have that much to do with Mega Man, but, there was, you know, there was a story to it. You know, there were characters that you cared about. So maybe, you know, I played games like Zelda and stuff that were like that, but this was kind of, you know, it was still Mega Man, so to speak, and it was kind of growing up, if I could say. I mean, it's, you know, there's certainly not like kind of some grim, dark Call of Duty murder game, but it was a more mature game, and I think it's kind of like a lot of people consider it like a bridge from their childhood to, you know, adolescence or something. A lot of people kind of were excited for this third game, and they just stole it from us, basically. No real reason given, just canceled it. And they try to say that this kind of stuff happens all the time, you just knew about it this time, and that's just not good enough. Especially the way they've treated everyone since it. It's not good. It bothered me a lot. I know it's bothered other people. I know, you know, y'all don't really have a stake in this, but I don't know how much I know I posted on the forums a good bit about it. I'll stop ranting now on the Mega Man Legends 3, on the Mega Man Legends 3 part, but, I mean, y'all have seen this. What is y'all's opinion on this whole situation and how they handled it?
I have one word. That's just dirty. Dirty, dirty, dirty to the fans.
I think before it got canceled, I had no real love for it either way. You know, it was pretty much your game. But now that I've seen the whole shebang of how it all went down, I kind of feel the sympathy for you on that. I feel the hurt you guys are feeling. The pain you guys are going through, I can feel that. I can see that.
Kind of like losing a friend.
And that's, to be honest, I don't care if it sounds pathetic or not, but that's what it feels like to me, is because it's not just this game, Mega Man. Everybody has their thing as a kid. And I mean, like I said, Andrew, you got Batman, and frankly, Batman will go nowhere. But it's to give you an example, this is the way I feel about it. You always have Batman, you know, Andrew, right?
Oh, yeah.
But who do you think was probably, if you ask the normal person, who's the face of DC Comics?
I'd probably have to say Superman.
How iconic is Superman? I never liked Superman, but how wrong would it be for, you know, just one day DC to say, you know what, Batman's more successful, Superman, we're done with him. That's true. Maybe Batman is better than, you know, more popular. So maybe Street Fighter is more popular than a Mega Man or something, but it kind of feels like something that had so much impact on the company is just being swept under the rug. And, you know, it's just business. I can't fault them for that so much. There's nothing they can, or, well, there's plenty they can do about it, but money is a big factor in it. But as someone who I grew up with stuff like that, it just hurts to see something like this be gone in a matter of months, really. They've canceled two games in a row, and there's just no signs of it ever recovering, and that hurts. But enough about me whining about Mega Man. You know, that's pretty personal. But Capcom in a whole, they were at Comic-Con, and let's just talk about them for a second. These guys were arguably, you know, they changed their business model a bit over the years, but for a while, you know, they were some of the champions, you know, just a classic Nintendo type company that always thought, cared about their fans, made games you wanted to see, games that were usually good too. And it's straying away from it. It's far more corporate, and a lot of people are calling, you know, the Activision of Japan, and I can't blame them for that, because that's really what they're doing. What do y'all think about the way Capcom's been doing their games lately?
Personally, I think Capcom is just, they've been blatantly just tyrannical over this, and it's a bit astounding how they would be so open about how absurd they've been doing this past year.
They really, I don't know how to put it into words. They're not making any apologies for how they're doing things, and a business model is a business model, but they're hammering so much stuff in the ground that if we were talking about Call of Duty, I can just laugh about it, because it's just like, really, Activision again? But when it comes to games like, you know, a Dead Rising, I actually would like to play that, but I cannot see myself giving these people another penny until they change the way they're doing things.
Yep.
If case anybody didn't know, a specific example was this Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. You know, the game, it came out in February. Y'all know, because I pretty much got everybody to buy this game.
it was a good purchase, I think.
It's a fun game, but the problem is, when you see it compared to this re-release, it's half finished. And fighting games, I can't fault them too much, because that's kind of commonplace to tweak the game. And Super Street Fighter 4 is a good example of something. I think they did tweak it, and they added enough, and it was, you know, a year and a half or something later they released it from just the regular Street Fighter 4, and it was a big improvement. I didn't buy Street Fighter 4, though. I bought this, you know, I only bought Super. Arcade. The problem is, well, Arcade Edition, you know, but it was a patch, $10 or $15, whatever. But the problem is that all the stuff that could have been DLC since February, they just held on to, and now they're just making it a new game. Oh, it's $40, but it's stuff that should have been there from the first place. And if not that, it should have been DLC for people that wanted it. Now, if you want it, you have to buy the game again.
That's really lame.
And they tried to blame it on the tsunami over there or something, but it's just, that's not working. It's inexcusable, really.
Yeah, and from what I know, there's like so many things wrong with that Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom. I mean, you could go into detail for forever about how many different things that shouldn't have happened.
What do you mean?
Like, I remember you said one thing is they're putting a new character in there that was only put in there for the simple fact that the model of it was already made.
Yes, that is. I noticed that, because me and Chris were playing the first Marvel vs. Capcom last night, and Red Armor, that's like the species, Firebrand, he's an enemy from Ghosts and Goblins, a very obscure character they put in there, and I noticed he was flying around in the background of the Ghosts and Goblins stage last night, and I wonder, yeah, they just buffed that model up a bit and put him in the game, gave him a moveset, and that was one of the ones they used, like, that was the one I really wanted in there, and the bottom line is, they put it in there because that's the least amount of work.
Oh, yeah, and Frank West.
Yeah, who was already supposed to be in the game, it took him another 9 months to get him in there. And why not just wait and release the game 9 months later when it was done?
Yep, and above all else, spectator mode.
You'd think that would be one of the first things. And the problem is, they talked about how it was impossible to do back when people were complaining about it. And they're like, oh, yeah, it's in here, no problem. Problem is, that they could have released that as a free patch, but they didn't, because they could make money off of it. And that's sickening.
Really is.
Also, on a personal note, Mega Man, any Mega Man character is not in there. And they cited the reason was the fans weren't vocal enough getting him in there or something. He wasn't on the top of the fans vote or something.
Yeah.
And the best part was there was no official poll, but it was the Capcom poll, you know.
it had official channels. It's not like some poll on GameFAQs or something. And there was like 7 Mega Man characters on the list, and he was, Mega Man X was the first one. So that's what worries me most. I think they're just done with Mega Man. That hurts. But I just feel like I love fighting games, but these guys, we have another arcade edition, and whatever you want to say about that, but we freaking have another Marvel vs. Capcom 3 9 months after the first one comes out, and you're not even going to wait a full year? Come on. And, you know, Street Fighter Cross Tekken, I guess that's coming out early next year. The game looks fine, but there's one character in that on the Street Fighter side that was not in Street Fighter 4, so they didn't. There's one new model they made, and that was somebody who's not even Street Fighter, Poison. I don't know what to say about them. They have lost their way, and personally, I want to hear what y'all think, but I can't just turn my back on them per se, since there's so many games of theirs that I still enjoy. You know, they're some of my favorite franchises, but personally, they will not get a single cent directly from me. I wanted to play Street Fighter 3, you know, Third Strike, the online edition, but I can't give it. And here's another one. Here's a question. I'll pose this to you, Andrew. Mm-hmm. First I have to ask, are any of y'all going to play, or are any of y'all going to pay willingly for a Capcom game anymore? Because I know I'm not.
Wasn't planning on it.
Yeah, me neither. I don't see any other games that I would buy.
Here's the question I have directly for you, Andrew. I know Chris isn't probably interested in this. You ready, Andrew?
Uh-huh.
September 20th, Resident Evil 4 comes out, redone on the Xbox 360. Will you buy it?
Ooh.
Arguably one of the best games ever made, in my opinion, and I love it to death, but I can't get around the fact that if I bought it, I'd be giving them money, and that bothers me. Are you going to get it?
That's a tough one. I've been recently playing it again on the GameCube every once in a while, and it is a very good game. But all I can say is I'm not going to be the first person to buy it. That'll be my thing. If everybody else is willing to, if Travis buys it and you buy it and you get Chris to buy it and Jay buys it and Dave buys it and Bailey buys it and all that, well, then I'll hop on board, because, you know, I can't be scrutinized for something that everybody's in the boat for, but I'm not going to be the first one to jump into that pile.
The problem is I want it pretty badly, but I cannot give them money. I don't think people should be able to get away with treating the fans. I know I've talked to you about this, you know, talked about different mediums, but at the same time, I don't think people should feel like they're entitled to something. You know, if BioWare does Mass Effect 3 different than the way I would have, then that's fine, because I don't work for BioWare. But at the same time, I think that's a company that does a pretty good job of listening to their fans. And I think Capcom, all they care about is money. And I know money makes the world go around, but so if they don't care what I have to say, then I'll hit them where it hurts, their wallets, because I will not be buying anything from them. Sad state of affairs, really. I wouldn't be agreed with by everybody, but one of the better developers for a long time, they're dead, basically.
Here's something I do have to ask real quick. Do you think that the way Capcom's going now, is that going to hurt any new games that they're going to try to launch, like that Asura's Wrath or whatever?
Well, you can never tell, because, I mean, I doubt most people are as spiteful as I am, but let's put it this way. That's a game that maybe I'd take a chance on, and just because it's Capcom, interesting enough. And I like to look at it as an avalanche effect. Think about Marvel's Capcom 3. Me and Jay were probably the only people, Bailey too, three people were going to buy that game, and in the end, me and us three convincing all y'all, they wound up getting like 10 sales out of our group, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just from... To be honest, you know, us pimping it out to y'all, pretty much. We're basically like little Capcom salespeople. Am I right?
Oh yeah, you guys going door to door with the Serbot hats on.
And I honestly think it works both ways. If that's one way of doing it, and the other way is, sorry, don't get it. It's Capcom, so they lose 10 sales. And you know, obviously, it's probably not going to affect in the beginning. I'm sure tons of people buy Marvel vs. Capcom 3, the next one, and you know, Street Fighter. And to be honest, I want to play those games, but I just can't buy them. And, until people eventually, it's just like Call of Duty. Eventually, it's got to stop, and I think they're going to have to come back to it eventually, and the real fans. But I think they've lost one in me.
Has Call of Duty stopped though?
Definitely not. Nowhere near it, and I don't think it's going to for a while.
Will though, right?
I don't know. I don't see an end in sight.
Sad state of affairs.
All right. Sorry for that big, long, woeful rant, y'all. Thanks for putting up with it.
It was needed.
Capcom, they're dead to me. That's what I'll leave that at. All right, now that the Capcom rant section's out of the way, I don't even know what I said about it or anything. Let's jump into the old rapid-fire segment. Y'all ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's rapid-fire it up. First up tonight, we're going to start with Sony. Resistance 3, their kind of shooter game. It had a showing at San Diego Comic-Con. Does anybody have an opinion on this game? Chris?
I don't have an opinion at all.
That's riveting. What about you, Andrew?
Didn't care about it before, not caring about it now.
I've actually never played a Resistance game. They always look kind of weird to me. I don't know. I don't like shooters on the PS3 controller anyways. Next! Sticking with Sony, Uncharted 3. They actually had a beta that just wrapped up. I didn't participate in it, but does anybody have any opinions on this game?
I've actually never played Uncharted game, so I'm not really interested at all.
I've always kind of wanted to play the Uncharted games, so I'm a bit depressed that I didn't get to play in that beta.
The Uncharted games are good. It reminds me of Arkham City after I played the second one. You always have a companion with you, sometimes more than one. And I know they're putting co-op in the third game, so I can't wait to try that out. Competitive multiplayer, I played it once on Uncharted 2. I didn't like it. But co-op, I think it fits that game perfectly. I didn't get to participate in the beta, but I'm definitely excited for the game. Next! Okay, we're obviously not the world's biggest Sony connoisseurs, so let's switch gears. I know we dogged on Capcom a good bit earlier, but Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City, they finally got to see a lot of gameplay from it at Comic-Con. Is anybody excited for this game? Chris?
Played Resident Evil 5. I enjoyed it. This looked kind of interesting.
Saw some gameplay for it at Comic-Con. Kind of looked like a zombified version of Ghost Recon. I could take it or leave it.
I'll agree with that take on it, but I don't know. I've always kind of liked zombie games, and Resident Evil 2 is one of my favorite games. I'd like to see all four of us play this together. That'd be a lot of fun. Next. Stick with more Comic-Con news, Darksiders 2. They showed the first trailer for that. Anybody care about this game?
Never played a Darksiders game, so I'm not really that interested.
Played Darksiders 1. Thought it was pretty good. I'll probably Gamefly Darksiders 2.
Never did play the first game. It came out the same day of Bayonetta, so I kind of neglected it. Heard it was like Zelda, but I don't really know what to make of it. I might play the second game. Who knows? Next. More Comic-Con stuff. Battlefield 3. They showed a lot of multiplayer stuff this time around, whereas E3 is more single-player stuff. Anybody excited for this game come October? Chris?
Well, if I were to choose between Call of Duty and Battlefield, I'd definitely choose Battlefield, so I'm kind of excited.
I know it had a big showing at Comic-Con, but I personally am not really interested in it right now.
I think everybody knows how sick I am of these kind of military multiplayer shooters, but at the same time, I always like to have a multiplayer game I can just play. This game, it looks better than Modern Warfare 3. As it gets closer to release, I might be more excited. Next. Don't think this game showed up at Comic-Con, but there was a news release about it. Final Fantasy 13 2. They announced it last January and said it was about a year away, and sure enough, it's coming out this January. Anybody care about this? Chris?
I could see myself maybe game-flying it if I was really bored and I had nothing else to play, but that's not going to be the case. January.
Golly! Ouch!
Ooh, that stings.
It does.
Was not very satisfied with 13, and I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I'm not going to be satisfied with 13, too.
I actually thought 13 was okay. There was a lot of problems with it, but it sounds like they're trying to fix them. I don't know what's the story, and I don't really care. I'll definitely play it, probably day one, but I mean, I don't know how much I'm expecting, but it should be fun to play. Next. Switching gears, another 360 bundle is showing up this year at Comic-Con. This is a Star Wars-themed one. It's going to cost $500. It's an R2-D2-themed Xbox, a C-3PO controller, 320GB hard drive, and a white Kinect unit, and Star Wars Kinect. Anybody interested in this? I know we all have Xboxes, but does it look neat?
I can see how this can appeal to someone who is a hardcore Star Wars fan and doesn't have an Xbox 360, but I have a 360 and I'm not that interested in Kinect, so I'm not that interested.
Well, honestly, I was a bit disinterested in it up until the point that I heard apparently starting it up makes the R2-D2 noises on the Xbox, and honestly, I gotta say, that is awesome.
This looks neat, but $500 is a bit much, and I don't know if I'd pay for anything that comes with Star Wars Kinect. That game looks terrible. I guess if you don't have an Xbox, it's neat, but I don't care. Next. All right, talking about something a little more tangible now, Deus Ex Human Revolution, the third game in the series, is actually coming out in less than a month now, or about a month now. Does anybody care about this game? Chris?
Looking at the trailers, it looks like it's something that's kind of cool. I might pick it up, might rent it. I don't know. We'll see.
In this dry spell that the gaming industry has put upon us in the summer days, I really hope this Deus Ex, however much Jay tries to prep it up, I really hope it's going to be the oasis that's going to get us through to the good times.
Yeah, I hate to admit it, but this game does look rather interesting. I don't know if it's going to be the game of the year like Jay suggests, but looks like it'll be fun enough. Next. Totally switching gears now. Freddy Krueger is announced to be the fourth Mortal Kombat DLC character for the summer. Is this cool to anybody? What do you think?
It's kind of random for the developers to include Freddy Krueger as DLC, but hey, I guess some people eat it up.
What's up with that, Nether Realms? It's kind of, what am I, 13? Screw that.
I certainly didn't see this coming, but the problem with it is they built it up as a crossover, so I know Jay mentioned like Akuma from Street Fighter, something neat, and Freddy Krueger, really? At least if people bought that season pass, he's free to them, so I guess that's good enough. Next. Referring to a more comic-centric subject, the new X-Men video game made a showing at Comic-Con, of course. It's apparently an X-Men game where you don't play as any popular X-Men. What do y'all think about this game?
Well, I had a lot of fun with that Origins game, but it was a good 10 hours, so I might pick this up.
I honestly gotta say, this will probably be on the Gamefly list for me. Don't hate it, don't love it, and that's why it'll probably go there.
I guess I share that sentiment. I'd play it, but isn't the best part about the X-Men playing is X-Men you like? I've never heard of any of these people. Next. All right, last topic of the night. GoldenEye 007 Reloaded. Activision remade the game for the Wii last year, and now it's finally coming to the Xbox 360 and PS3. Does anybody care at all? Chris?
I could see how it could bring in some money, but I don't think I'd pick it up.
There's a lot of factors that are going to go into whether I get it or not. Basically, when it comes out and what the price is going to be, and if it's going to be like a multiplayer type of deal like GoldenEye was, where you can play with all your friends and have a fun time.
I guess I'm kind of with y'all, but I'm so sick of shooters, and GoldenEye was great back in the day, but I feel like there's just better options for my multiplayer time nowadays. And that concludes today's Rapid Fire.
Hooray! Yay.
Whew! All right, guys, I believe that will wrap this podcast up. I don't know how it turned out. I feel like I kind of ranted half the time. Not too much to talk about, but I felt like we needed to get another one of these out there. It's been a while, hadn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
As always, anything you have to say about the quality, show, any kind of formatting stuff, or when you want to see another one, just let us know below. But I believe that will wrap it up today, so we'll see y'all next time.
See you later.
Thanks for listening. We'll see y'all next podcast.
What was the question again?
The man is a radio legend.
I don't
could you repeat the question?
What are we the grand jury or something? I don't know. I don't know if I'd pay. God damn it.
got something on the mind?
Jesus Christ, y'all. Go ahead.
It's kind of random to have throw Ready Krueger.
Ready
Krueger? Ready Krueger. Oh, he's ready.
Ready? Yeah, we got outtakes out the wazoo.
It's kind of random, but I don't know the game.
Yeah, you just sound happy about it.
Holy shit.